If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this first day of February 2011. Michael C. Hall is 40 today. Lisa Marie Presley is 43. Bill Mumy is 57, Lost in Space fame. Rick James turned 63. On this date in 1964, the Louisiana governor declared Louie Louie by the Kingsmen to be pornographic. 80 artists on this day joined together to remake We Are the World for Haiti. And in 1961, Texas seceded from the Union for the first time. It's kind of like a girlfriend, you know, that's, oh, I never want to see you again. Leave me alone. I'm going away. And then they come back about a month later and say, you know, I really miss you. Yeah. Oh, humankind, you're always doing such unique and silly things. I am a geek. I really am. Because, I love computers. I love technology. And there's a guy named Leo Laporte who has a broadcast that I listen to every week. Actually, two. One comes on today called Mac Break Weekly. And the other is Twit, This Week in Tech, in which he grabs some great folks and they discuss the technology news from the past week. The big news this week was shutting off the internet in Egypt. Now, I have a friend of mine and his wife, a priest, who went on a tour over there. They get a bunch of folks together, you know, every year or so, and they go travel somewhere, see the world. And they were there when all this was happening. From what I understand, from what they announced at church this past weekend, they're out of the country. But it's a focal point of the world right now. And Leo Laporte and John C. Dvorak and other folks were discussing the internet being shut off, which the government did for, I think, a day, maybe even longer. And a guy who had done some reporting from there was mentioning that people still managed to get word out from the country by using a dial-up modem, ham operators. Just, again, underscoring how small the world has gotten, and when information needs to get out, it's going to get out. Now, as someone my age, I see this as two different problems. Number one, it's fantastic that the world is joined together, because, you know, especially on a day like today when 80 more people came together to record a song to help the relief in Haiti, when instantly you can get a video out and the entire world can see it. But the problem is we know what's going on in the world instantly. Back when I was growing up, Walter Cronkite or Huntley Brinkley or whoever you watched on the evening national news for a half an hour only told us what was going on in the world. So you had a little time to digest the news. It wasn't continually thrown in your face. And I think, you know, as wonderful as 24-hour news networks are, they've sort of ruined the news industry because they constantly have to be coming up with news. And now that there's competition, CNN changed the world. It really did. Ted Turner was a visionary, a genius. But now that we have more than one news network, and I'm not saying you shouldn't have more than one, but there's competition involved in news. And I'm not so sure that point of view and competition should be a part of news delivery. I appreciate and enjoy the days that you just heard the facts about the news. In my generation, when the Vietnam War was going on, President Lyndon Johnson said that he decided to pull out of Vietnam when Walter Cronkite made a comment that there wasn't a way that we could win the war. And Lyndon Johnson said to himself, if we've lost Walter Cronkite, we've lost the nation. And he never gave opinions. That wasn't their job. The most incredible thing the internet gives us is information. And it amazes me that people will, in America, I'm speaking for my country, but people will watch one of two networks, or one of three actually, CNN, for your more conservative points of view, you have Fox Network, and then for your more liberal points of view, you have MSNBC. Too many people have a myopic view of what's going on. They only believe, let's say if you're a conservative, you only believe what Fox News tells you. And a lot of liberals don't watch anything outside of MSNBC. So you really can't develop a full view of the world. And many times it's not what they tell you, but what they don't tell you. You can formulate opinions based on a lack of knowledge. And this brings us back to the internet. And people with cameras and iPhones and the like being able to get information to us almost instantly. During the Iran elections, people at great personal risk using their cameras to get the information out, continuing to be heard. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.